The podcast, episode 13, Signs You're a Judgmental Person. Hey, what's good, everybody? Guess who? Ben Daly. I'm back. Another episode of the podcast. I can't believe it. I made it, Kareem Hickman, to number 13. Can't you believe it? And if you don't know, you need to know that the podcast is created with one thing in mind. Every single week, I want to show up, maybe with a friend, and we want to bring you good news. Good news that God has done it all. The only thing you can do now is respond. What a way to live.
Awesome.
He offers no carrots, no sticks, just invitations. I hope you hear his invitation today. Come to me. Are you worn out? Are you burned out? Are you frustrated? Are you tired? Come to me. He loves you more than you know. So no matter what platform you're listening on or if you're watching on the video format, this podcast is created to bring you good news. Kareem Hickman, do you like good news?
I love good news.
So well, glad. Hey, I'm going to introduce you in a minute. Don't talk yet.
Ready to preach.
I don't care if you're driving, if you're running errands, working out, cleaning your house, sending a tweet, sending an email. I've had people tell me they listen to the podcast while they're golfing.
Yes.
While they're jogging. While they're driving. I just pray that you're encouraged today and you get something out of it. And if you do, add this thing to your rotation. Do me a favor. Rate the podcast on Apple iTunes. Write a review. I need some of you to write a review. If you're listening on Apple iTunes, write a review. Help me take this good news further, faster. Special guest in the house, ladies and gentlemen. Actually, he's not a guest anymore. You know him. You love him. He is back by popular demand. That's right. I believe you were on, was it episode 4 and 5?
4 and 5.
Yeah, 4 and 5. Well, you're back. Back. Can you believe it? I usually don't bring people back.
I made it.
Hey, Mom.
I made it.
He's back, Kareem Hickman. You know, I love this guy. He's one of my dearest friends growing up in the south side of Chicago. Hey, what if you became my sidekick on the podcast?
Let's do it.
What if we did that?
You need a little hood in your shirt.
Kareem Hickman, growing up on the south side of Chicago, man, he developed a heart for troubled youth and broken families and really hopeless communities. He studied pastoral ministry, I believe, Evangel University in Springfield, Missouri, and Christ for the Nations Institute here in Dallas, Texas. Kareem had the privilege of serving under several great pastors and leaders before starting his own journey of urban missions and church planting. He's a church planter. I'm going to fast forward all the way to September of 2018. After 2 decades of full-time ministry, Kareem joined me and my wife, Kim, here at Calvary Church. And he serves on our pastoral team and on our teaching team. Kareem, I'm so happy to have you on the podcast today. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for none other than my dear friend, one of my best friends.
Yes,
I'm
sir.
Telling you,
yes,
I love sir. Him. Kareem Hickman, great having you, man.
It's a joy to be here with you, Pastor Ben. I love these formats that you set up. We're just sharing the gospel, man. Just talking. And you mentioned September of 2018. I can't hear that date without getting excited. Because when I joined this team, man, my life changed forever. This new covenant revelation, finished work, the gospel, the good news of God's grace.
Come on.
It has changed my life. And it's a joy to be here with you, man. Every chance I get to share the gospel, I get excited.
The gospel is good news,
it's
and
good
it's
news.
So good that the bad news doesn't matter.
No.
And there is a lot of bad news in the world right now.
Yes.
People are afraid, frustrated, anxious, concerned, worried.
Yeah.
And you have a smile on your face.
I'm going to keep smiling. I don't care what happens.
Why is that?
I've got a joy. I can't even explain it. And you said all the time, Pastor, the gospel gives you your life back.
Come on.
You know, people are so fidgety. My phone's been ringing all day. Who do you think is going to win? What I mean, up and down. What do you? You know what I'm thinking, man? I'm safe. I'm secure.
Wow.
I'm excited. I'm going to keep being a believer. I'm going to keep declaring God's good news. I don't care what the outcome is. I'm going to keep moving forward in Christ.
Wow.
So that's where my heart is at, man. That's why I'm rejoicing.
Well, I wanted you on today because I want to deal, are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
With judgmentalism. And I've titled, you know, this podcast, Signs You're a Judgmental Person.
Yes, you did.
And I'm actually going to draw from a teaching you did a few days ago at Calvary Church. And by the way, if you have not heard Pastor Kareem Hickman teach, it's powerful. Use the Calvary Church website, calvarychurch.cc, or the app, and check out the series we're in right now called Enemies of the Heart.
Enemies of the Heart.
And you talked about judgmentalism. Yeah. I was thinking about some signs that you got to look out for. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to throw like 13 signs fast. Okay. How about this? You believe that everyone's out to get you.
Well, hold up. Yeah, is that number one? Check.
You expect other people to be consistent all the time.
Okay.
You struggle to see beyond a person's flaws. You easily jump to conclusions. I'm not calling you
man,
out.
This is so personal. I'm 4 for 4, man.
You struggle to tolerate ambiguity and uncertainty.
Okay.
You're generally pessimistic about life. No, come on. You tend to believe people are either good or bad.
Okay.
Right or left.
Uh-huh.
You struggle to truly appreciate or see beauty in anything, in anyone.
Man.
You have a low self-worth.
Mm-hmm.
You feel anxious around other people.
Mm-hmm.
You're suspicious. You're untrusting. You have, you keep checking each one. You have a strong inner critic who judges you.
Yeah, yeah.
You see, to be honest, I'm going to tell you right now, think. Now, if you're driving, don't close your eyes.
Close your eyes
and really think about it. How many of these signs can you relate to?
Oh, my goodness.
And when I start saying it, you know, some of you, did you get angry? Like Kareem, did you get defensive? Was there shock?
Yes.
Was there fear? If so, you probably got triggered.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that judgmentalism is likely an issue for you. We've been dealing with enemies of the heart. Let me tell you something. This one right here,
yeah.
If it invades your heart,
yeah.
You got trouble.
It's a big one.
We've been talking about enemies of the heart. You've been talking about this thing, judgmentalism. What you said, some of the stuff you said, I said, we got to talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah.
Kick this thing off.
Well, it's going to be hard to just talk about it, Pastor Ben, because when I look over my life, this subject right here, this enemy, really had a hold of me. That's why I'm checking, man. I'm just being honest. We're just talking, right?
Come on.
We're just being honest, man. But I want to start off with a story. This story just lays a foundation for us. Let's have fun with this tough subject, judgment.
We might as well.
Might as well have fun. So a father, son, and their donkey. They were traveling from one village to another, and the boy walked, and the man rode on the donkey.
Okay.
Father overheard a bystander say, "This is a shame. Look at that man making that poor boy walk." Not wanting to be the object of criticism, the father and the son, they changed places. You know, the father said, "You know what? I don't want to deal with this today. We're just taking a little journey. I just want to enjoy the journey."
Right.
So he made the boy ride the donkey and he walked.
Okay.
Then he heard another woman comment, "Would you look at this man?"
Right, right.
Making that boy, he's on that donkey, and that poor man is
big
walking.
Old boy.
Big old boy, heavy, you know. So the father, he said, "You know what, son? We're just going to make some adjustments on this journey."
Right.
So they both climbed on the donkey. And as they traveled down the road, someone said, "Look how that old man and that big old boy are making that donkey suffer."
They got judged again.
They got judged again. Notice throughout the story, the man keeps making adjustments on his journey.
Right, right.
He doesn't want to be criticized.
Yeah.
So he said, you know what, son, I got an idea. They both got off and they walked.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they entered the next town, the people laughed and pointed and they said, look at that stupid man and that big old boy. They're just walking when they could be riding the donkey.
Man, come on.
So the father said, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
Son, I got an idea. So when they entered the next village, the boy was walking and the man was carrying the donkey. He doesn't want to be criticized.
Criticism—it'll have you do some crazy stuff.
You know what it does? I thought about this as we were preparing, and I'm the man because I have been making adjustments throughout the journey because I opened up my ears and my heart to judgmental people. And when you're listening to judgmental people, they always have you under what you should be over.
Say that again.
You're always carrying what you should be riding. I'm challenging everybody out there today to close your ears and your heart to the voice of judgmental people because they are going to always have something
to say.
No matter what you do,
come on,
they're going to find fault. So here's what we're noticing. We've been talking about this, and I am free. I sense a freedom in my own heart.
Yes, that's good.
Because at the bottom line of this subject is we've got to get to the place where we deal with our own soil. But judgmental people, or people with a judgmental heart, they overlook their own faults.
Mm.
You know what they do? They key in on other people's faults.
Yeah, yeah.
In our key text today, Jesus is talking to the most judgmental people on the planet. Mm. He's talking to the Pharisees. And before we get to the text, it's very important to know that he's not talking to the lame.
Say that.
He's not talking to the sick. He's not talking to the poor. He's not talking to the broken. He's not talking to the blind.
Wow, wow.
He's not talking to the woman at the well. He's not talking to the woman with the issue of blood. He's not talking about a man. He's not talking to the woman caught in adultery. Because there was always a tone of compassion and mercy and grace. He's talking to Pharisees.
He's talking to the critics.
He's talking to the critics. And he said, if you want some, I got some for you.
Yeah.
Different tone. But look at what Jesus says to the Pharisees in Matthew 7, 1 through 5. He says, don't judge others, and you will not be judged. For you will be treated as you treat others. The standard you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged.
See, I like that you gave a little context.
Yes.
Because I used to use that verse, judge not lest ye be judged.
We use it all the time. We use it all the time. And we fell victim to a conversation that Jesus didn't even have us in mind.
Okay.
Right?
Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
But watch how he switches up, Pastor Bid. He says, and by the way,
say
I added that.
Yeah.
Why are you so worried about a speck in your friend's eye when you have a log in your own eye?
Come on.
How can you think of saying to your friend, let me help you get rid of that speck in your eye when you can't see past the log in your own eye? Familiar phrase that Jesus used quite a bit. Here it is. Hypocrite. Mm. First, get rid of the log in your own eye, then you will see well enough to deal with the speck in your friend's eye.
See, I think a person with a judgmental heart is looking for specks in others and thinks, you know, he's always right.
Right.
And I love in this series how we've been tying the heart and our eyes.
Yeah.
That our heart colors all we see.
Come on.
And I think there's something when Proverbs 12 says, the way of the fool is right in his own eye.
Yeah.
And you're talking about those Pharisees. They viewed Jesus with a judgmental heart. And they used their eye to find fault. And think about this. They were trying to find fault with the perfect Son of God. I love how you bring the context to that thing.
Yeah.
They're trying to find, how do you find fault with Jesus? I mean, their warped perspective made them fabricate imperfection even though Jesus was sinless.
Yeah, had to make stuff up.
I'm telling you. And I think it's Luke 6 where it says the Pharisees, the scribes, they were watching him closely.
Yeah. Yes.
So that they might find reason to accuse them. Just for the record, I just want to say this before you pick back up. You know, there is a difference. I know I joked a moment ago, judge not lest you be judged.
Yes.
But there is a difference between judging and being judgmental.
That's right. That's right.
Because as believers, yeah, we do need to be able to judge between what's good and, yeah, and what's evil so that, you know, we can identify God's will for our lives. I want to be able to judge between, you know, I'm going to go this way or I'm going to go that way or whatever. But many wonder when we say stuff like this, well, what Jesus meant, do not judge others or, and you will not be judged, for you'll be treated as you treat others. The standard is you use in judging is the standard by which you will be judged. He also said that people can't remove the speck from someone's eye when they have a log in their own eye. Jesus wasn't against, and I love that you highlight this, he wasn't against believers judging wrongdoing.
No.
He was against, and this is key because this is everywhere right now,
yes,
the spirit of fault finding.
That's what he was against.
And the spirit of fault finding is dangerous because it overlooks one's own need. And this is what I just desire. An understanding that we need to mature.
Yes.
We need to develop. Mm-hmm. We need to continue to grow in grace. So he's against the spirit of fault finding. And when we're fault finding, we're overlooking our own need to grow up.
Exactly.
Talk a little bit about speck inspectors.
It's all about priority. We know that a log can't fit in your eye.
That's right.
But what Jesus is saying, there's a priority.
Yeah.
You have to deal with that tree in your heart.
Yeah, yeah.
Before you can try to help someone with a speck in theirs. So we see some dominant characteristics of these speck inspectors, these fault finders, right? Let's go over several of them. Number one, they're perfectionists. Quick on the flaw, not the draw, quick on the flaw, judging every mistake that a person makes. No one can ever reach their unattainable expectations, including themselves. This is the type of person that is always ready to shoot and aim their arsenal at you. And you know what they're doing? They're waiting for you to make a mistake.
Come
on. They're quick on the flaw because they're going to highlight that mistake. They're going to use it to make themselves better in some way. Here's another character.
We're talking about signs.
Talking about signs.
Signs you're a judgmental person. Don't miss this.
You know, here's another one. Sarcastic.
Don't get mad about it.
Don't get mad. Just we're growing in grace together.
That's right. That's
I love the fact that we mentioned it over the weekend. Listen, we're in this grace walk together.
Yes.
We're not just preaching to you. We're in this together, man. I see some things that I am asking the Lord to help me as I'm on my journey. So sarcastic. Cutting others down to make themselves look better.
Oh, my goodness.
Criticizing by using snide remarks. Then we got the teasers. You know, the teasers. They make jabs by poking and joking. They poke at you. They find a weak spot, and they just keep jabbing you. They rip others apart under the disguise of humor, excusing themselves by this very popular phrase. I hate when people say this to me. Can't you just take a joke?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why are you so sensitive? I'm just joking. Then we have the gossips. These are characteristics, right? They love to talk about people behind their back, but never to their faces, blabbing about others' faults and exaggerating each one of them. That's a tough one right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Here's another one. Angry, another characteristics of fault finders, speck inspectors. They're in-your-face kind of people. Their internal anger boils over with criticism, reprimanding people face to face. And here's the deal right here. They don't care about how much they are devastating other people. They've got to get their point across.
Mm.
Here's another one. Jealous. Another characteristic.
Man, you're cutting deep today, man. You're cutting
deep.
Well,
we going to heal together. We're going to heal together today. Here's another characteristic of a fault finder, a speck inspector. They feel threatened by others, pointing out their imperfections in an attempt to make their rivals look bad. It's this competitive thing where I got to find something bad about you so that I can make myself look good.
Mm.
Here's the last one. We'll stop at this one. Another characteristic, grumpy.
Yeah.
They don't like themselves. They like other people even less. And they never have an uplifting, encouraging word to say to anybody. Good things never come out of their mouth. They're so grumpy. They're so discouraged. They're so angry. But here's what I love about Calvary. Our mission is to declare and demonstrate the gospel.
There it is.
Everyone, every day, everywhere. And we've talked about this in staff and in leadership. And man, I love the way you have stood by this as a pastor and as a leader. And we've talked about it before. Our prayer is that a person does not run into a fault finder, a spec inspector, before they run into the Father.
Before they run into the arms of the Father. How many times have people come wanting to see the open arms of the Father? Instead, they see the clenched fists of fault finders.
And
judging. When you talk about judging, I'm going to come back to the heart of the Father. But
yeah.
When you talk about judging, judging is what we see.
Yes.
Criticism is what we say.
What we say.
Judging is what we see. Criticism is what we say. So both seeing and speaking are extremely important. Yeah. This is why I think a lot of what we're dealing with right now, we've got to touch on this. But the biblical term criticize, I want to start there.
Yeah.
Criticize is, I think you talked about this past week, it's to curse.
It's to curse.
To curse means to speak evil of.
I didn't know that.
And when we make critical comments about others, we curse them.
Man.
By assaulting their character. There's a lot of cursing going on.
A lot of cursing going on.
And to bless means to speak well of.
Total opposite.
And when we bless others, we desire God's best for them.
That's right.
James chapter 3 says this, we bless our Lord and Father with our mouth.
Yep.
And with that same mouth, we curse people who are made in the likeness of God. From the same mouth comes blessing and cursing. My brother, these things ought not be.
Ought not to be so.
Does a spring pour forth from the same opening, both fresh and salt water? Look, fault finding, spec inspectors. The fault finding is the consistent practice of those spec inspectors. And there are some reasons why I think people struggle with fault finding. Yeah. And you talked about it a moment ago, the heart of the Father. The heart of the Father is compassion.
Compassion, yes.
The heart of the Father is not judgment, it's mercy.
Mercy.
It's mercy. It's really that you know his opinion.
Yes.
All of these things, when you talk about the heart of the Father, we want people to encounter the heart of the Father, not spec inspectors. Come on. The heart of the Father. So think about that. Spec inspectors, they're not like the Father at all. Spec inspectors, let's start here. They've lost their compassion.
Yes.
They're not like the Father. They don't carry the heart of the Father.
They've lost the compassion.
They've lost compassion. I thought about a man wrote a love letter to his fiance. She was a school teacher. She sent the letter back. He wrote all these incredible letters, and she sent the letters back with red pen.
That's right.
Correcting all the spelling and the vocabulary. And if we're only looking for mistakes, we'll miss the love message.
Oh, my goodness.
That others are trying to send. And like oil and water, I'm telling you, criticism and love just don't mix. And as compassion increases, I'll tell you right now, criticism is going to decrease.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another one of those deals, spec inspectors have the same faults as the one they judge.
And Pastor, when you talk about compassion, you know what I've noticed? It is easy to judge people that I don't have compassion for. It's easy. In this climate that we're in right now, it is easy for me to judge people that think differently than I do. And I think that's what we're feeling. But as you mentioned, as a believer, I can bless them. I don't have to curse someone because they're different. How about I just speak blessings and life and joy and strength?
Wow.
That's why this series is really, really ministering to me, because I see a lot of this in myself. But the spec inspector, the next one we're going to talk about, is they see the same faults in others that they see in themselves.
Tell that story.
That story. So here's a guy. He is he drives into the gas station. Old school, back in the day when the attendant came out and washed the windshield.
Yeah, yeah.
So the guy comes out, he washes the windshield, and the guy in the car, after the guy finishes, and I mean, he really did a great, he was so excited about washing that windshield, and the guy in the car says, "Hey, man, there's still a spot on that windshield. Wash it again." So that young attendant, his first job, he's excited. He's like, "Oh, no problem, sir. I got you." He washes that windshield again. I mean, he goes to town. He's excited. He washes it. And the guy in the car says, "Is something wrong with you? You are the worst attendant I've ever seen in my life. There's still a spot on that windshield." So that young guy, for the third time, he says, "No problem, sir. I got it." And he washes that windshield. I mean, he goes to town. He wants to please this client. And when he's done, the guy in the car screams. He's yelling. He is just angry and irate. And he says, "I want to see the owner, because you have got to be the worst attendant I've ever seen in my life." And the man's beautiful wife just reaches over.
Watch.
Grabs his glasses, takes the glasses, gets a piece of tissue, off. Cleans the glasses, cleans his lens, put them back on. And the man embarrassingly just slumps in his seat. And here's the story. It's amazing that the dirt we think we see in others is actually dirt that's on the lens of our own hearts. And here's the key of Matthew 7. This is what Jesus is telling the Pharisees. No one can change the condition of your heart but you.
Oh, my goodness.
And that's why this is so powerful. See, Jesus is faultless. I'm so glad that when the Father looks at me, he doesn't see my faults. He sees the faultless one, Jesus, on the inside of me. When the Father looks at me, he doesn't see everything I did wrong as a little young kid on the south side of Chicago. He sees the redemptive finishing work of Christ at work in me. How about we change our lens and get the heart of our Father when we look at other people? Here's another one. Spec inspectors, they form opinions based on partial or misleading information. I've noticed something.
Now, let's close with this one.
Close with this
one. But I'm going to ask you right now to come back next
week. Yes, sir. I will
finish this one, because I do want to talk about, I know I've called this, this podcast signs that you're a judgmental person.
Yeah.
But next week, got to talk about how you stop it.
We got to talk about
how you stop it. But talk about this one, because this is a big one, and this is not the heart of the Father.
It's not the heart of the Father. And I've noticed this. People with the least amount of information do the most talking.
Whoa.
Short and sweet, right?
Why did everybody, we got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guys
corner,
in here.
The corner said, whoa.
And everybody in here just went, whoa.
Yes, yes. Let's be honest. We've been
and the most posting,
the most posting, the most comments. They've got the most to say. And this is a bold comment. Man, we were young guys in ministry, and we've seen this over the years. Not only do the people who have the least amount of information, the ones who invest the least talk the most.
Yeah, because critical people don't know the whole story.
They don't know the story.
They form unfavorable opinions based on incomplete information.
Come on.
So like a football coach.
Yep. Yep.
Right? Pulls a quarterback out of the game. Then you got people in the stands, all the spectators.
Talking.
Criticize the coach. Judge the coach. Not realizing the player's injured. The coach knows the player's injured.
That's right.
Employees don't have the time, or employers don't have the time to explain to every employee.
Yeah.
The factor they got to consider in running the company.
Mm-hmm.
Yet employees criticize their boss's decisions because they see only a small piece of the puzzle.
Right.
Some church members.
Yep.
Quick to make judgment about their pastors.
Yep.
Based on what? Partial information.
Partial information.
And I've watched godly pastors. We've got GCCM. I work with a lot of pastors. Godly pastors often receive undeserved criticism due to unrealistic expectations.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you right now, if the roles were reversed,
mm-hmm.
the critics would view things very differently. It's so easy to judge when we don't understand.
Yep. Yep.
And I love, I think it's Proverbs 18:30 says, spouting off before listening to the facts is both shameful and foolish.
Foolish.
Will you come back next week?
I will be back next week.
We're not going to stop. There's a lot of good news coming.
A lot of good news.
A lot of good news. And I'm going to have you pray for folks today that God just begin to soften our hearts, deal with the soil of our hearts, get rid of this stuff so we can begin to see things clearly. How do our hearts become polluted with judgment? I think there are many different things that pollute our heart.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I mean, legalism and negativity and insecurity and immaturity and an unrenewed mind and all of this stuff we're dealing with.
Yep.
And I'm glad we're talking about it. But we've got good news for you.
Good news.
We're coming back next week. We're going to talk about it as you redirect your imagination, as you renew your mind. There's some healthy habits that we can develop so we're not fault finders.
No.
Man, pray for people listening today.
Yes. Pastor Ben, I remember my first weeping moment here at Calvary. When I was my first, second week on staff, and you talked about the prodigal son. And you illustrated the picture of that father.
Say it.
When he saw his son, he went running after him.
Oh, see the father today.
See the father.
Yeah.
What if we had the heart of the father? I didn't know this. We read this story our whole lives. Yeah. But that father wanted to be the first voice that his son heard.
The father didn't come to find fault. The father came to cover the son from all the fault
finders. From all the fault finders. And that's my prayer today. Father, give us your heart.
Yes.
In this intense climate, we pray that you would give us your heart. Let's cover the voice of judgment, the voice of fault finding, and let's preach the gospel. We release mercy and grace and kindness and goodness over people, even if they think differently from us.
Yes.
We may not have all the details and all the facts, but we love them anyway.
Come on.
And we speak life in Jesus' name.
Oh. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Kareem. I'm so glad you're back with me for the podcast. I hope you did. You have fun today?
I had a ball.
Did you have a good time?
Looking forward to next week. I'm coming back.
Okay. So I want to just thank everyone who's not only listening to the podcast, but sharing it on all platforms with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your enemies.
Enemies.
Even folks you've been finding fault with.
That's right.
Share the podcast with them. And if you're listening on, you know, Apple Podcast, Spotify, Calvary app, whatever, if you're watching on YouTube, let me know. If you're not following me at Ben W. Daily, make sure you follow, because I post some of the highlights, some of my favorite moments. And again, make sure to review, leave 5 stars. What do you think about it? Come on, help us declare and demonstrate this good news. Hey, we'll be back to continue. We want to talk a little bit more about this judgmental thing.
Yeah.
We got good stuff for you. See you next week on the podcast.